Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association responded to USDA's final Packers and Stockyards rule. NCBA Vice President of Government Affairs Ethan Lane says, while we still have concerns about the unintended consequences of the rule, we are pleased that USDA has addressed most of our significant concerns. However, Juliana Potts, President and CEO of the Meat Institute, argues these changes are simply an attempt to assert even more federal authority to regulate the equities of industry business practices. The USDA is seeking nominees for the Hazelnut Marketing Board. The nominees will fill 5 grower member seats, 5 alternate grower member seats, 4 handler member seats, and 4 alternate handler member seats whose terms begin July 1st. 1 grower member and alternate member position are allocated to each of the 5 districts. For nomination information, contact the Hazelnut Marketing Board. The AM for Every Vehicle Act has hit the magic number of 218 voting co-sponsors it will need to ensure passage through the House of Representatives. The majority is necessary because Kentucky Senator Rand Paul blocked a bipartisan-driven majority consent vote in November and instead seeks to end electric vehicle subsidies. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he's ready to run with the act the moment Congress gets it done.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.